Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Malik Yawm al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
الحمد لله على كل حال.
American Muslim 360 is we will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Good morning. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Vegan Health and Wellness. I'm Dr. Rafaya Israel and I'd like to welcome you to our show today. We have a lot of good information coming out, so I hope you have your paper and your pen ready, because today we're going to talk about vegan, healthy vegan substitutions. Those who desire to be vegan or are halfway vegan or want to try it, but they want to know what products you can substitute for eggs, cheese, dairy, milk, and meat. So today we're going to talk about those vegan substitutions, and we're also going to talk about raising vegan children. I mean, it's hard enough raising children as it is. All of you all know that. But when you change your diet, when you make a serious lifestyle change, meaning you decide to change from an animal-based diet to a plant-based diet, they have serious ramifications on family members, especially children. So we're going to talk about those two subjects today. Again, I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Health and Wellness, and I'm Dr. Rafaya. I'm a vegan regenerative nutritionist for the last 38 years, and I run a company named Vegan with Joy, and it's a vegan deli located in Rancho Cucamonga in Southern California inside of Viva La Vegan grocery store, the only vegan supermarket in, they say, on earth, but that's not necessarily true, but in Southern California. Lots and lots of people come into the deli with lots and lots of questions because they are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Is that the situation that you were in? We're talking about being vegan. Vegan means the non-consumption of meat, animal products, animal byproducts. So that is a vast, vast change if you've been raised on eating meat. And I was raised on eating meat myself. And I didn't change over to being a vegan until I was in, I say, in my early 30s, late 20s, early 30s. So, and now I'm 63. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful trip with being a vegan. And I just went, as you say, cold turkey. First of all, you have to make it up in your mind that you want to become a vegan. If you have serious health issues And the doctor tells you that you have to come off meat. I mean, the first thing people do is they panic. They say, oh, my goodness, what am I going to eat? How am I going to sustain my protein levels? How am I going to get my B12? All of those things are serious questions that people ask if you are changing over from an animal-based diet to a plant-based diet. So today we're going to give you some tips on that. But again, the first thing you have to do is make it up in your mind, because there's so many people that are close to you that will tell you, oh, you're making a bad decision. Oh, you shouldn't do that. That's not good for the kids. The kids are going to grow up to be unhealthy. They're going to be sickly. You're going to get all of these attacks from people that are close to you. So you have to make it up in your mind and stand firm on the decision to change from an animal-based diet to a plant-based diet, because these are life-changing decisions that can cause a reversal in serious health issues, and it can make you overall feel much better. So again, when you go to the doctor and the doctor gives you your test results and they say, oh, you have high blood pressure, hypertension, you've got to get that cholesterol down, you've got to get work on that heart disease, you're prone to have a heart attack, you are obese. Obesity, again, is a subject that's very close to my heart, because you have to know that obesity is the mother of a myriad of diseases that are out there. So if you are overweight and you are seriously looking for a lifestyle change, try becoming a vegetarian or a vegan. It will be much, much better for you. And then they say, oh, doc, sometimes shopping for a vegan is more expensive than shopping on a meat-based diet. Okay, I agree with that, because once you make up your mind to become a vegan, you have to change over as much as you can to organic foods, foods that are so-called healthier for you. They don't have as much pesticides and sprays and chemicals on the plants themselves. And then on the other hand, they say, oh, well, doc, it's just a game. It's just a ploy to get more money out of the people if they put organic in front of the vegetable's name. And that's true. You have those unscrupulous people who are out there that you are using organic as a tool to make more money, and sometimes they may use sprays, and sometimes they tell you, I mean, you know what I'm trying to say. But overall, most of the organic fruits and vegetables are safer to eat than regular fruits and vegetables. And I know you hear this all the time. And I know you know that buying organic is more expensive, but you have to make that choice. It's a choice, and pocketbooks are tighter. It's tight right now to shopping and buying food, with food prices going up every time you go to the store. These are serious, heartfelt, and sometimes heartbreaking choices that you have to make. But, like I say, you can start off slowly. Don't go trying to buy everything organic, organic, organic. I mean, if you can afford it, by all means. But sometimes if you just can't afford it, just buy the major fruits and vegetables that you consume for your family. Try to get a small amount of those organic if you can. And then start off slowly and then gradually move up to larger quantities of organic foods in your diet. So I'll be right back after this promo message, and we'll go into meat, egg, and dairy substitutions. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the American Muslim 360 Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio. It's not every day that we turn on our TVs or radios and get broadcasting critical to the values we cherish and the issues that affect our lives directly as American Muslims. Assalamu alaikum. This is Mukhtar Muhammad, Vice President for Famico Publishers. We support AM360 because it offers not only an alternative to traditional media, but because it does so in our voice and in accordance with the best of our group aspirations. Famico Publishers believes it is important to keep this broadcasting media strong and ready to help remake the world. You can support AM362. Just log on to www.famicopublishers.com. That's FAMACOPUBLISHERS.com. And enter promo code AM360 when you check out. And you'll receive a discount on your purchases of Al-Quran, Islamic greeting cards, more books, DVDs, CDs, specialty gifts, and more. And your purchase will benefit American Muslim 360. Thank you for supporting AM360 and Famico Publishers. Together, we can remake the world.
All right. Welcome back to Vegan Health and Wellness. And I'm Dr. Rafaya Israel, and I'd like to welcome you to the show today. Today, we're talking about raising vegan children joyfully, happily, successfully, because I know it's very difficult, moms out there, raising children anyway, like I said earlier. But if you decide you're going to make a drastic lifestyle change for you and your family, just going to give you some tips on how to make the transition smoother. Now, if you've decided to change your diet for personal beliefs or ethical beliefs and reading about the hazards of a standard meat and dairy-based diet, and your child has allergies up the roof, I mean, they have so many allergies to meat and dairy, and some of them have both, so you're in a very, very sticky situation. You're trying to change over and then change their palates. You know, that's very, very difficult to change the palates of children and to coax them into eating meat substitutes, fish substitutes, milk substitutes, and all of these things. It will start off to confuse them if you don't talk to them and explain to them why you are doing this and the purpose of doing this. Because why? Once your child gets out of the home and they're going to school and they're with their kids and the kids in school are eating anything and everything, for they stop off at the corner store and they buy all of this junk, and you have to really impress upon your children, especially if they have food allergies, that they can't succumb to peer pressure. And they can't succumb to being called names or laughed at, or, you know, and it's very difficult for children today, period, in school. And so when you have serious lifestyle changes such as diet, and you're dealing with kids who are children who are meat eaters, and you're changing your child's diet to a vegan, they're going to go through some serious changes. So you have to, first of all, you have to have patience, and you have to have a sense of humor, and you have to remember what it's like before you learned what you know about plant-based diets, and be compassionate, especially because you have to feel for them and know what they're going through, and then educate yourself so that you can have the right information to answer all of these questions that the children are going to ask you immediately. Well, Bobby's mom says that if you don't eat meat, you don't get enough protein. Linda's mom says if you don't eat meat, you're not going to get enough calcium or vitamin B12. These are hard questions, but they are easy to answer. Calcium. You can get plenty of calcium from eating nuts and beans and broccoli and green leafy vegetables And we're going to talk about that in next week's show, the amount of calcium, B12, protein, exactly that's in these foods, okay? Make life easier as possible for your children. And like I said, sometimes the lunches that you fix them, they'll end up in the trash at first. And just have patience. Just have patience. And you have to make the vegan lunches fun. Make them fun to eat. Make it something that you would enjoy eating. So think about it, okay? Now, the main products that are out there are tofu, which is tofu is soybean curd, and it's made from soy milk. And although it tastes bland by itself, it easily absorbs the flavors of other ingredients. And you can use the tofu in stir fries, for marinating, for baking. And silken tofu is creamy, so you can make dips, puddings, and salad dressings from tofu. Now, seitan, S-E-I-T-A-N, is a product that is a high-protein source, and it's a meat substitute made out of wheat meat. Sometimes it's called wheat meat. And it's available at your health food stores in many, many, many varieties, and it's made from flour and water. And it's rinsed to remove the starch components, and what's left behind is a high-protein gluten substitute, okay? Now, if your child is gluten sensitive, this is a product that you will not want to use. Tempeh, it's a product made from fermenting soybeans and grains and then forming them into cakes, and it has a yeasty, nutty flavor, and it's an excellent, excellent source of protein. And some chefs prefer this texture of tempeh over tofu used as a chicken substitute. TVP, texturized vegetable protein, and you've heard of it, TVP, and it's made out of soybean flour, and it can be flavored and formed into just about any texture or size that you need. Large pieces can be used as veggie sausage, veggie chicken pieces, and overall substitution for meat. If you have to soak it first and then season it and marinate it and then put it in a flour batter crust, these are the types of things that you can do with TVP. Now, for replacing milk, you can use chocolate, vanilla, or plain soy milk. Nut milks are excellent because they're made from almonds and seeds and all kinds of great protein sources. Rice milk is sweeter than soy milk, but I particularly like rice milk because soy milk is a little thick for me. It's just my preference. Soy milk is richer, and rice milk is a little thinner, especially in cereals, and it's very, very good for you. Oat milk and mixed grain milk. They are very, very healthy for you. So go to your health food store and they have a whole section just on vegan milks. So it's not difficult to replace dairy milk in your diet because you have all of these other nut, seed, bean milks that you can use, okay? Ice creams, you can use frozen soy ice cream, frozen coconut ice cream, frozen rice milk ice cream, frozen sorbets and ices. So these are good. You can buy them in the boxes. You can get frozen, dreamsicles and popsicles and all of these healthy ice cream snack products for children. So there's not a lack of snacks or desserts out there for children. Now, if you want to replace buttermilk, say, in your baking and in your diet. I know my mom used to love to eat cornbread with buttermilk, and that was just something she could just sit and put her feet up and relax and just have it in a cup and just she would just love cornbread and buttermilk. But okay, you're going to make your own buttermilk, 1 cup of plain non-dairy milk. Soy milk, nut milk, rice milk, oat milk, or mixed grain milk, and mix that with 2 teaspoons of lemon juice or vinegar. Stir it and let it sit, and it will curdle on its own. Again, we're talking about replacing buttermilk in your diet using 1 cup of plain non-dairy milk and 2 teaspoons of lemon juice or vinegar, and it will instantly curdle the milk, and you can use this in baking. 1/4 cup of silken tofu to 3/4 cup of water and 1 tablespoon of lemon juice or vinegar with a pinch of salt. You got that? 1/4 cup of silken tofu plus 3/4 cup of water plus 1 tablespoon lemon juice or vinegar. Add a pinch of salt, blend it all together, and you have instant buttermilk. We're talking about cheese. Now, that was one of the hardest things for me to do because I love cheeseburgers, and I love grilled cheese, and I love cheese, cheese in salads, cheese in grits, cheese in everything. I love cheese. So it was a little hard to give that up, but now it's not difficult because they have so many wonderful, delicious cheese substitutes out there. And one of my favorites is Daya, D-A-I-Y-A. And that comes in shreds. It comes in a mozzarella shred. It comes in a cheddar shred and a Monterey Jack shred. And it also comes in slices. So if you want to make those grilled cheese for the kids, not to worry, you can. Again, the brand name is Daya, D-A-I-Y-A, and it's a wonderful substitution for dairy cheese. So I'll be right back with some more helpful hints in changing over from an animal-based diet to a plant-based diet.
FitMuslimaSummit.com invites you to join us on our journey of health and fitness. Retreats exclusively for Muslim women with fitness education, nutritional information, and emotional wellness. From yoga class, swimming, and hiking to workshops on weight loss and diabetes management, no matter where your journey is destined to end, begin at FitMuslimaSummit.com.
All right, we're back with Vegan Health and Wellness, and I just want to detour for a minute. We're talking about raising vegan children. And first of all, you nursing mothers that are out there, breast milk, of course, you know that is the first choice for all babies. And if you have physical problems and you are unable to nurse, then I will give you some tips later on in the show for newborn vegan babies. But the breast milk of vegan women is refreshingly void of many toxins and pesticides as found in breast milk of meat-eating women. So you have to think about it. This affords a vegan baby an even better chance for short and long-term health. So, again, breastfeeding is the first choice for newborn babies. Feeding vegan infants. The first foods of any child eats are usually mashed fruits, soft veggies, and iron-fortified rice cereals. So all of these items are vegan, so nothing special needs to be said for starting solid foods. Avoiding cow's milk and eggs is probably a good choice for the first year in any child's life, because of the toxic hormones that are in the milk and eggs. Okay, so after that, just simply give your vegan child samples of food from your own plate and see what they like. You know how mom or grandmama used to feed us? They would take their food and chew it up and give it to you. That was the best way, that was the best eating you could imagine. Why? Because first of all, it was given to you out of love. Secondly, it was given to you from food that is healthy food, and you can't question it. So you really have to take time to look at what you're giving your vegan child, because it's going to affect them for the rest of your life. Now, again, have your paper and pen out, because I'm going to give you some ideas on menus and things to feed a picky child. And it doesn't have to be a vegan child, but children are picky, period. So here we go. I'm going to give you some suggestions for things that most vegan children will enjoy, and it will ensure that they have a well-balanced and well-balanced and varied diet, and that the food won't end up in the trash. So a lot of times if you have an older child and you're switching them over to a plant-based diet from a meat-based diet, it's not rocket science, and you can easily formulate these vegan recipes, say, for instance, spaghetti and tomato sauce. Now, again, try to stay away from white processed spaghetti. Use whole grain spaghetti, whole wheat spaghetti. They have the gluten-free spaghetti for those that have wheat sensitive. So spaghetti and tomato sauce, and they have vegan no meatballs that you can purchase at your health food store. So make spaghetti fun. Have a whole wheat or whole grain spaghetti and make your own fresh tomato sauce. But if you don't have time to make your tomato sauce, just check the labels. Sometimes they have as close as you can get to homemade spaghetti sauce with the chunk tomatoes and peppers and onions and oregano and basil and olive oil and all those good things. So spaghetti with tomato sauce and vegan or vegetarian meatballs. The old staple, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, they work every time, but stay away from white bread. Stay away from white bread. I can't stress it enough. You're eating empty calories. You're eating dead food. Everything has been stripped out of the bread. Anything that white, that means it's been stripped. White sugar, white salt, bread, crackers, all the things that use white flour, try to stay as much away from it as you can and substitute whole wheat flour and whole grain flour, okay? Now, they have the chicken-free nuggets, which are made from soy protein nuggets, and they taste just like breaded chicken. So this is a very, very good substitute, getting them off those Mac nuggets. And they have the vegan chicken-free nuggets, so look them up. And if you want to stay away from the soy, lots and lots of people on the no wheat, no soy path these days, and I will be giving out tips and valuable information on how to substitute wheat and soy from your diet. So cauliflower is a good substitution for, if you want to say, a chicken nugget. Can take your cauliflower and batter it in a wet flour batter and a dry breadcrumb batter and season it up and bake it, which is healthier for you. Or you can fry it just like you're frying a piece of chicken. And the cauliflower is absolutely scrumptious and delicious. And the kids will be begging you for cauliflower. And you can add other veggies and do it like that. Broccoli, eggplant, all kinds of veggies, squash. You can make eating squash fun, eating cauliflower fun, eating broccoli, eggplant. Make those fun by cutting them in little pieces and breading them. Bake them with a little thin crust on them and make dinner fun for your new vegan children. Baked French fries with ketchup. You know, we're trying to get away from as much fried foods as possible, so Everything that I'm talking about, you can also bake it and get that nice crispy crunch on your veggies. Burgers, hot dogs, and sandwich slices can be made from tofu and other meat substitutes. So later in the show, I'm going to give you some brand names that you can write down and you can look for in your health food store. Again, whole wheat bread, 3 to 4 slices a day or more, because why? They're going to eat at least 2 sandwiches a day, so that's 4 slices of bread. So you don't feel bad when you're giving them bread that has nuts and seeds and grains, whole nuts and seeds and grains and oats and stuff in them, because why? That's fiber. That adds fiber in your body, okay? So look for whole wheat bread and whole grain bread in your grocer's aisles. And stay away from the white processed breads. I promise you, you will see a difference in your body when you start, say, for a week to 2 weeks on an elimination diet and you start to eliminate the white processed products from your diet. See how your body, you can tell the difference. Okay, we're talking about grilled soy cheese sandwiches. Now, yes, they have soy cheese, rice cheese, and tapioca cheese. Again, we're talking about that Daiya cheese, D-A-I-Y-A. That is made from cassava root tapioca, which is an excellent cheese substitute if you're getting away from soy. If you don't want soy in your diet, the Daiya tapioca cheese is very, very good for you. And guess what? It does stretch and melt. So it is perfect. Perfect for making pizzas and perfect for making grilled cheese sandwiches. So, yes, vegan kids can have fun again. They can have their cheese again, and they can have their grilled cheese sandwiches and their pizzas. So look in your on your health food stores in the cheese section and look for the vegan cheeses. Mashed potatoes are always fun. You old and young, don't you just love mashed potatoes? And a healthier way to making mashed potatoes is leave the skins on the potatoes. Why? Because there's so many nutrients and vitamins in the skin, and you also get that added fiber in your diet that's going to help you. So if you're a potato head lover like me, just steam you a potato and mash it up. Leave the skin on. First of all, you have to scrub it real good first. You remember last week we talked about getting those vegetable brushes out with the veggie wash and scrub those vegetables. Very, very good. Get that grit off. Get those eyes off the potatoes. Get those little black holes off. And then boil or bake your potato and then mash it and drizzle some olive oil or flax oil and some chopped herbs on top with some nutritional yeast or whatever it is that you like, little liquid aminos on top. You're talking about wonderful mashed potatoes, and or you could sprinkle you some of that non-dairy vegan cheese on top and put it back in the oven for a few minutes and bake your baked potato with the vegan cheese, and you're talking about some good healthy eating, and the kids will love it. Little kids, big kids, older kids, who doesn't love a good twice-baked potato or mashed potatoes? Veggie pizzas, again, with soy cheese, because the cheeses now, they stretch and they melt. So they have vegan pepperoni slices that you can put on there. And if you don't want any meat substitutes, strip some peppers, red peppers, green peppers, onions, tomatoes, olives, all kinds of things that you like, artichoke hearts. They are wonderful on pizzas. And sprinkle your vegan cheese on top, and you're talking about some good eating and fun eating and something the kids won't, big kids and little kids won't mind taking to work, where you can just microwave it for a second and it'll warm back up and that cheese will melt and you will have a wonderful, delicious, healthy, nutritious lunch. Oatmeal with apples and cinnamon with the little maple syrup on top, delicious and a very healthy, delicious start to your day. Again, oatmeal with chopped apples or blueberries or strawberries, all of the superberries, raspberries. Again, blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, apples, bananas. Just have a fun fest. Make it a mixed fruit on top of the oatmeal and sprinkle a little heart-healthy cinnamon on top. And they have vegan margarine. It's called Earth Balance. So look in your health food store for Earth Balance because that is one of the best margarine substitutes that you can get. In the vegan world, okay? Pancakes, oh my goodness, pancakes with pure maple syrup. Who wouldn't love that? And you can use your vegan egg substitutes to go in the pancakes, and I'm going to touch on that in just a moment. Waffles and fruit with maple syrup. And you can use a little rice or non-dairy whipped cream to make breakfast fun. So you've got waffles and pancakes with fruit. Who wouldn't want to eat a delicious vegan breakfast like that? Again, barley and vegetable soup. You can clean out the refrigerator, put as many good veggies and chop them up and cook them down with a little olive oil and little liquid aminos or just sea salt. Now, I use Himalayan pink sea salt, and they have black sea salt. And stay away from processed white salt because you don't have as many nutrients and fiber in the foods that you're getting. Okay, so barley and vegetable soup. You've got your fiber, you've got your veggies, and you've got all of the nutrients and vitamins in the broth. So make eating fun. You can get those alphabets, the pasta alphabets, and put it in your soup and make it fun for the kids to eat vegetable soup. Salads, you can't say enough about salads. So eat as many salads as you want to every day. And they have vegan ranch dressing. They have all kinds of wonderful salad dressings. Or make your own balsamic vinaigrette at home. And just eat as many salads as you can. And salads do not get boring. They say, oh, Doc, salads get boring. No, they don't, because it's just whatever you can create in your mind. Tomatoes and cucumbers are boring sometimes with onions. Add all kinds of stuff, olives and nuts and veggies and avocados and sliced squash and sliced anything. Put it vegetable wise, not anything. But you know what I mean. You can, whatever's in your fridge, make a nice tossed salad. You know what salad is also very good? A parsley salad. Get a nice fluffy bunch of parsley. You've got your vitamin A, you've got your iron, you've got your fiber, you've got your green, your chlorophyll. Cut your parsley up real fine, or you don't have to cut it up fine, but just chop it coarsely, and add your tomatoes and your cucumbers and your sprouts and your olives and your avocados, and throw some kale in there. Kale, I use kale 90% of the time instead of lettuce because kale is so, so very healthy for you. So I'm going to take a break right now, and I'll be right back with some more helpful hints. So keep those pads and pencils ready.
Oh, hey, Assalamu Alaikum, sis. How are you?
Wa Alaikum Salam. Alhamdulillah, I'm good.
Good. And how's your husband?
Alhamdulillah, he's doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good, sis. I'm just working two jobs right now trying to save up some money so I can go study at one of these Islamic universities.
MashaAllah. Well, it's interesting you say that. My husband and I just started the Islamic Online University.
What's that about?
Well, the Islamic Online University was developed by Dr. Bilal Phillips. It's completely online. It's intensive. He offers undergraduate and graduate courses of Islamic studies, and it's completely tuition free.
Whoa, you said tuition free?
Tuition free.
In 2007, Islamic Online University began offering diploma courses. In 2010, the Islamic Online University launched the world's first tuition-free online Bachelor of Arts in Islamic Studies. This pathbreaking initiative utilizes the worldwide presence of the internet and advanced open-source online learning technology to bring low-cost, university-level Islamic education within reach of anyone on the planet who has access to a computer. Please do not waste this opportunity. Go to www.islamiconlineuniversity.com, or you may also contact the registrar's office at 974-448-6858. 974-448-6858.
FitMuslimaSummit.com invites you to join us on our journey of health and fitness. Retreats exclusively for Muslim women, with fitness education, nutritional information, and emotional wellness. From yoga class, swimming, and hiking, to workshops on weight loss and diabetes management, no matter where your journey is destined to end, begin at FitMuslimaSummit.com.
All right, welcome back to Vegan Health and Wellness. And today we're giving wonderful tips about vegan, changing from a plant animal-based diet to a plant-based diet, and how to raise vegan children on a vegan diet. If you were consuming meat products and dairy products before and your child is of some age and they liked what they were eating in the animal world, and you have to know what you're talking about, so you have to educate yourself so you can be able to answer these 1,001 questions that kids are going to have, because they're going to be bombarded with them in school. So we're going to get to that in a minute, but right now I'm just going to go over, I'm listing some of the things that you can make at home that will make eating fun. So we talked about salads. You can do as many salads with the fresh herbs and the fresh basil and parsley and cilantro and the arugula and wonderful. There's such a myriad of lettuce out there, and kale. So add kale to your repertoire of making salads, okay? Now, again, you know, we were just talking about that baked potato. You can do a twice-baked potato with broccoli and tofu sour cream. So for if you want to have a dinner party and you're thinking vegan, all of these ideas are just wonderful for entertaining. And your non-vegan guests will have a wonderful, satisfying meal. Rice and beans is always a winner. You can't lose with rice and beans. Vegetable stew. What can you say about vegetable stew? I mean, it's potluck. You just put potatoes and carrots and onions and celery and eggplant and kale and mushrooms and all kinds of red peppers, green peppers, all kinds of wonderful things in this stew. And put extra potatoes in there. Why? Because they thicken it up and they make it nice and creamy. So vegetable stew is great, great on those nice cold winter nights. Right now, and sometimes even in the summertime, you know, I get a lot of requests for hot soup, and we're going through a heat wave out here. You know, it's a heat wave going on, and some people like soup. But soup is good in the summertime, too, so you can't keep enough vegetable soups and stews around. Spinach lasagna is available, and it's not hard to make. Go online, look for a recipe for vegan spinach lasagna. It's out there. And even they have gluten-free lasagna. So it's a world of healthy eating out there for you. Okay? When you're looking for juices, look for the calcium-fortified orange juice. Soy milk, look for the calcium-fortified soy milk. At least give them 3 cups a day. And they have them in the small, you know, the little containers with the straws that they can take to school with them. Iron-fortified cereals with calcium-fortified soy milk. So, and supplements of vegan multivitamin that can give them the B12, zinc, extra iron, and calcium that they're going to need. Snacks. What do you give kids to snack on? Fruit, watermelon, especially in the summertime, all kinds of melon, cantaloupe, marshmallow, honeydew, watermelon. They are so delicious, especially during the heat wave. And what you can do is you can make pops out of them. You can either blend up the melons and pour them in the ice cube trays and put sticks in them and freeze them, or you can just cut them in chunks and freeze the melon or fruit chunks and strawberries and berries and those. And kids, they will get put a bowl in front of them, and I tell you, they will just have a great time thinking it's something fun. And you can mix the colors up with the red and the dark blues and the oranges and the purples, and make it eye candy to them, making eating fruit fun for kids. Because why? They're getting all of those superfoods, super nutrients in them, and they think they're just having fun and cooling off on a hot summer day. Raisins, they are so full of fiber and so good for you. So raisins are always number one on my snack treat. Trail mix is great. Why? Because you've got that fiber, you've got the sunflower seeds, the different kinds of nuts, the coconut, the dried cherries. You know, it's a thousand things that they put in trail mix, and put that in your kids' lunchbox, and it'll give them something fun to eat, because you know kids are picky, and sometimes they want to pick out one seed at a time, and they want to look, and they want to investigate, and they want to know what's in. Trail mix, you can't lose. It's always fun to eat. Applesauce is very, very good, because you can make you, like I used to eat when I was little. My mom used to make warm gingerbread with applesauce on top. That was some good eating, and it's fun to eat. Again, we're talking about berries. You can make a fruit sorbet. Blend your berries up. Put a little maple syrup if you need to. Add a little chia seeds in there for fiber, and make a smoothie, a fun smoothie for them to eat. Watch your candies and the sweets that you give your kids, because you want to be conscious of the amount of white sugar that they are consuming. So they have a lot of vegan candies and vegan snacks, vegan cookies, gluten-free cookies that are out there. So take time. This is work, moms and dads and caregivers. This is work. Being a vegan is not hard. If you go to a health food store and you have people there that you can ask these questions, and now there's so many choices out there, you're standing there and you say, wow, I didn't realize there was so many wonderful choices to choose from when you're switching over from a meat-based diet to a plant-based diet. They have vegan cakes, vegan donuts, cookies, pies, anything you can eat in a non-vegan form, you can eat in a vegan form, okay? Now, some questions I get all the time, is a vegan diet during pregnancy safe? Absolutely it is. So, moms, you already have enough to worry about being pregnant. So don't let changing over to a vegan diet be one of your worries. Go online, look up a vegan diet for pregnancy. It will break down everything you will need to know. You can maintain a healthy body and a healthy developing fetus on a vegan diet. Okay, as long as you keep your vitamins content high and the mineral content high, your B12, your calcium, all of these things, you have to investigate and know which fruits and vegetables are high in the B12 and the vitamin A, B, C, D, E, A to Z that you need. You can do it, okay? Now, being pregnant, while vegan pregnancy, you have to, again, make sure that you have an adequate supply of these vitamins and minerals, okay? Just going to give you a sample breakfast, whole grain cereal with soy milk, whole grain pancakes with pure maple syrup, fruit smoothies, oatmeal with dried fruit, apples, and cinnamon, whole wheat toast with all natural fruit preserves. So look for the ones that aren't packed with white sugar. Okay, lunch, you can have a romaine or arugula salad. Again, we're talking about that parsley herb salad with basil and kale and with chopped vegetables and a low-fat salad dressing, olive oil, balsamic vinaigrette. All of these are so healthy for you. Veggie sandwiches on whole grain bread with avocado, lettuce, tomatoes, and onions. Baked potatoes, remember we just talked about baked potatoes with broccoli and tofu, sour cream, non-dairy. Falafels are always delicious. You can't lose in eating a wonderful falafel and whole grain pita bread with tahini. Split pea soup is delicious for you. I just happen to love split pea soup, but any soup is good for lunch. Dinner, whole wheat pasta with a nice tomato sauce, sweet potatoes. You can't talk enough about how healthy. In fact, sweet potatoes is on the top two list of the healthiest vegetable out there. So incorporate as many sweet potato menus, recipes in your diet, vegan pregnant mom. So think about sweet potatoes. Vegan pizza with the vegan cheese. Vegan stir fries with brown rice. Potato lentil stew. Lentils are very, very healthy for you with fiber and iron and B vitamins. Snacks, dried fruits, grapes, fruit juice with natural sweetened cookies, nuts, and trail mix. So these are just some hints for a vegan pregnant mom. Not to worry. There are solutions and answers to all of those thousands of questions that you're going to be bombarded with if you are a pregnant vegan mom. For people, and they care about you. They care about you, and they're only asking these questions because they think that you're not getting the necessary nutrients to sustain a brand new fetus. Okay? So, again, a vegan diet, they have many, many, many healthy benefits. And if planned properly, it can be a very, very healthy diet for your children. And parents, if you are vegans, you can feel reassured that you can raise your kids to be vegans too. And it's found, they have statistics, they say that children raised on a vegan diet are sick less often. And the breast milk of women on a vegan diet is void of many toxins and pesticides. And this may give your newborn baby an even better chance for short and long-term health. So, again, check with your doctor and check with your health care provider and let them know what you're doing and what you want to do. And if you take them, if you do the investigation yourself and you find out which fruits and vegetables are high in B and iron and calcium, then that will make you more confident in changing over to the plant-based diet. And foods that are part of a vegan diet are low and no cholesterol, low and no saturated fats, and these foods are high in fiber. And many of these vegan diets, they lead to a lower risk of obesity, heart disease, high blood pressure, and type 2 diabetes. Why? Because most of the foods that people are allergic to, cow's milk, egg white, seafood, and poultry, aren't part of a vegan diet, and your child is much more likely to suffer from food allergies. So if your child is always itchy and scratchy and has eczema and the eyes swell puffy up and just overall just lethargic and no energy and irritable, check them out and see if they have food allergies, because these food allergies will follow them for the rest of their lives. And you have to start early. Take them and get an allergy test, because you don't want these allergies to have prolonged inflammation in the body. When you have prolonged inflammation, it causes problems with your organs, with your digestive system, with your colon, with your intestines, with your stomach. You can tend to have ulcers and acid reflux. All of these things are caused by inflammation in the body that are caused by allergic reaction to animal products. Okay? So you have to take the time to do the research and get the proper information that you need. All right? Now, B12. Now, that's something that always comes up, the question. So how do you get B12? They have vegan B12 dietary supplements. Now, eat a lot of green leafy vegetables along with your vitamin B12 and your fortified soy milk and nutritional yeast. The Red Star nutritional yeast is an excellent way to get B12 in your diet. Vitamin D, when your kids, they're always outside anyway, so they're getting the vitamin D from the sun. So take a vitamin D supplement or fortified soy milk or nut milk that will give your child the vitamin D that they need, calcium, and they always need calcium. So, again, vegetables, broccoli, sweet potatoes, beans, leafy greens, soy milk, orange juice, these all have fortified extra calcium in them. Again, broccoli, sweet potatoes, Great Northern and navy beans, and leafy greens, kale, collards, mustard, turnip greens, all of your green leafy vegetables, incorporate them in your body. You have to get that calcium in there. Protein from grains and beans and legumes and nuts and seeds and grains. These all have high protein content. Zinc, your child would need to take a supplement or eat foods that are fortified with zinc. Yogurt, whole grains, they have soy yogurt, whole grains, brown rice, legumes, and spinach. So all of these things are very, very good for you, and they can squelch the rumors that eating a vegan diet will become unhealthy later on in life. That is absolutely not true. Okay, now I'm going to go back and I'm going to give you a list of names of some of the meat alternatives that you can look for in your neighborhood health food store. Now, one of the ones that I like, tofurkey and field roast for vegan frankfurters or deli hot dogs. And these are all vegan, and they are delicious, and they're full of fiber. So, again, field roast, light life, or tofurkey. Those are good. Now, for hamburgers, you have Boca Burgers or Follow Your Heart Burgers or Gardein. And then they have the Garden Burger, which is made from beans and veggies for those that don't want to have wheat and soy in your diet. They have all kinds of cold cuts out there. So if you want a nice deli sandwich like me, I love piling sandwiches up high. They have Tofurkey Smart Deli and Eves, Y-B-E-S, which is a good brand for these deli slices. Sausages and beef, again, Tofurkey and Boca Burgers, Gardein Burgers, they are very, very good. Okay? Again, I want to thank you for joining the show today, and I hope I've been able to give you some information pertaining to raising vegan children, because it's hard anyway, but sometimes it's just a little bit harder changing your child over from an animal-based diet to a plant-based diet. But if you are secure in the information that you have, your child will feel secure in having the facts where they can tell somebody, no, I can have, I can get my calcium, my B12, my protein from eating a vegan diet because that's enough, okay? So, again, study, educate yourself and your children, incorporate more of these vegan substitutes or alternatives in your diet, and you will notice a vast change in your weight and in your overall health. So, again, I'd like to thank you for joining the show today. I'm Dr. Rafaya Israel, and this is Vegan Health and Wellness. And you can reach me at www.rafayajoy.webs.net. That's my website. Leave me messages. Let me know what it is you want me to talk about on the show. So, again, thank you for joining me today. And, yeah, hi.